AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Our top story, former President Donald Trump is found guilty in his hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from court.
Former President Donald Trump has been convicted on all 34 counts in his hush money trial. Leaving court, Trump had this to say.
I think it's just a disgrace, and we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win.
Trump was sitting stone-faced with his eyes looking down as the verdict finished being read, then began slowly looking around the room and glanced at the jury, still expressionless, as they affirmed they found him guilty on all counts.
I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution.
Bail was not required, and the judge has set his sentencing for July 11th, just days before Republicans are set to select him as their 2024 nominee. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Outside the courthouse following the conviction, a group of people chanted for former President Donald Trump to be jailed.
Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up!
Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of social networking site Truth Social, slumped after Donald Trump was convicted in his hush money trial. The shares, which trade under the symbol DJT, fell about 8% in after-hours trading. AP correspondent Alex Vega reports on an increase in the average mortgage rate.
A setback for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 7%. This is the first increase after a three-week pullback. Higher mortgage rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. The U.S. housing market is already slowing under the strain of elevated mortgage rates and rising prices. But economists say rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
This is AP News. The IRS is planning to expand its free electronic filing service.
The Internal Revenue Service introduced a free tax filing system to residents in 12 states who had simple W-2 forms for what they made and what they paid. Now the agency is ready to expand, asking all 50 states and the District of Columbia to encourage its use and help taxpayers file federal and local taxes that way. Money from the Inflation Reduction Act funded the pilot program. Not surprisingly, it's opposed by private tax preparation companies, and there's no guarantee Congress will continue funding the program in the future. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And repeating our top story, Donald Trump has been convicted in his New York hush money trial, making him the first former American president to be found guilty of felony crimes in U.S. history. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.